Today is Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a time where we remember those who fought at war. Such anniversaries include very memorable ceremonies which take the soldiers back in time, the time when they were on the battlefield. The question I'd like to deal with today is, are such encounters always productive? To bring ourselves back in time, to turn the clocks, to reminisce, and to remember. Although most of us here are not soldiers, nonetheless, we all know the expression that hindsight is 20/20. We often ask ourselves, what if? What if I could do it all over again? Looking back at the past, remembering, reminiscing. As Bruce Springsteen puts it, the glory days. Is this within the realm of Jewish philosophy? Is this a healthy Jewish perspective? Should we be looking back? I believe the answer to this question is found in this week's Parsha. The story of Sodom and its subsequent destruction, where we find only a few people were spared: Lot, his wife, and their two daughters. The Torah tells us, as these five cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were being destroyed, "V'tabit ishto mi'acharav, v'atihi nitziv melach." The wife of Sodom turned back. She gazed upon the surface of the destruction of Sodom and of Gomorrah. And by looking behind her, she became a pillar of salt. Certainly, there are two major difficulties with this verse. What is the significance of her turning back that would warrant such a dramatic punishment as immediate death? We constantly find, as we're traveling on the highway, on the Belt Parkway, a traffic jam, only to find out the reason was there's a car accident, not blocking any of the lanes, but it's the rubberneckers, people looking to see what happened, looking to find destruction. All we need to do is to turn on our television and watch the 10 o'clock news, and it's tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, also known as dirty laundry, that people constantly are looking at destruction. So why do we find that the wife of Lot, simply v'tabit ishto mi'acharav, by looking back and seeing what we all do on a daily basis, why did she deserve to be punished? And if we can in fact understand the reason why she was punished, why didn't she just die? Why was it that this incredible miracle had to occur, that it turned out that she became a pillar of salt, v'tehi nitziv melach? What message is that for us? What can we learn from this experience, from this story? It was 2 weeks ago today that it was announced right here that at 2 o'clock a.m., we will have ended daylight savings time. We ended daylight savings time by changing the clocks. We turned back time to 1 o'clock. We relived the past, literally, at least for 1 hour of the year. But it's not just for 1 hour of the year. We try to relive our past. It's something which very often we do on a continual basis. And this is what Lot's wife also wanted to do. She wasn't punished simply by looking back. She instead was showing her true desires, her true interests and intentions. She was living in her past without focusing on her present. And for her, her interest was not starting anew, starting fresh, and forgetting the negative influences of Sodom in her past. But even as the city was being destroyed and burned, she attached herself to it, and therefore she was punished. Before refrigeration, how was it possible to keep food from being spoiled? One of the methods that was used was salt. Salt is a means for preserving meat and other foods from spoiling. This is the significance of why the wife of Sodom, the wife of Lot, turned into a pillar of salt. Since she wished to preserve her past, she was granted that wish, and she turned into salt, the very instrument which preserves things. But we find in our Torah and the Parsha that it wasn't just the wife of Lot that was interested in her past and focusing on her past so much that it was counterproductive to living in the present. Her husband also had that problem. In today's reading, we find one of the four times the unusual cantillation mark, the shelshelet. On the word v'yitmama, we hear the word v'yitmama stretched out as though this word, there was some type of hesitation. And in fact, the word v'yitmama means he lingered, he waited, he, Lot, hesitated. Although the city was being destroyed, Lot also did not want to leave. Rashi tells us the motive of Lot for staying is kedei lahatzil es mamono. He was so attached to his possessions, to his wealth, he didn't want to let go. He didn't want to leave. He didn't want to move forward. However, eventually Lot does. He eventually moves forward, and he lives in the present. He doesn't look back at his past. This is the message of our entire Torah reading. To not focus on what was, or to focus on what will be, but to live in the present. And not to take the past and to dwell on its negativities to the extent that it'll cripple you as a human being from being able to function today in the present. We find this by the story of Hagar and her son Yishmael. Hagar and Yishmael were expelled from the house of Abraham, and they were given provisions, but they weren't enough. And Yishmael was dying. He was dying of thirst, so much so that his mother Hagar cried out of hopelessness. Says the Torah, V'yikra malach Elokim el Hagar, an angel came and spoke to this woman, min ha-shamayim, all the way from the heavens. V'yomu malach Hagar, there's no reason for you to worry. Altiri, don't be afraid, don't be concerned. Ki shema Elokim el kol hanar ba'asher husham, because Hashem has heard the voice and the cry of the youth, Ba'asher Husham, in his present state. Rashi tells us that it was during this time, there was a tremendous discussion, a tremendous controversy in the heavens. The Malachim said, this is our chance to get rid of Yishmael, a man who in the future will destroy the Jewish people. This is our chance to let him die and prevent all of these potential future disasters from occurring in the Jewish world, in the world as we know it. Hashem turns and answers to these angels and said, Achshav Mahu, now, right now, what is his status? Sadiq or Rasha? Is he righteous or is he wicked? So Amru Lo, the angels had no choice but to answer honestly and said, Sadiq, right now he hasn't done anything wrong. But he will, but he will. Hashem says, I don't care about what he will. Lefi masav shel achshav ani danu. I only judge a person by the way they are currently, right now, ba'asher husham, in their present state. Hashem doesn't look at our future or what we were yesterday. He looks at us in the present, the here and now. And although yesterday we did things which were wrong, but if we disconnected ourselves from our past, from the negativity of our past, and we were chozer b'tshuva, we improved ourselves and our status and stature in life, Hashem will not remember that past. Rather, God will only look at us b'asher husham, the way we are, the way we are right now. Now, of course, this is not to say that we shouldn't ever reflect on yesterday. History, unfortunately, constantly repeats itself. But nonetheless, when we do look at yesterday, when we look at our past, we should only do so as a means for improving ourselves for today, to do something positive, to learn from our experiences, and not to cripple ourselves from being able to function because of the difficult times of our past. Today is Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a very important day, and a day to acknowledge and recognize the people who are Moser Nefesh, who gave up their very lives, putting their lives on the line for our protection, for our safety. However, such an anniversary, as documented, is very difficult for many soldiers. Some of the veterans suffer from an actual diagnosis. The diagnosis called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. A common disorder, one's called shell shock or war combat neurosis. But this is a disorder experienced by combat veterans. And so no one should minimize this disorder. In 2005, 215,871 veterans received PTSD benefit payments at a cost of $4.3 billion. Yes, billion with a B. PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, puts that soldier, that veteran, back in time. Back in time so that that soldier remembers what it was like on the battlefield. And just as they were seeking safety and protection then, it affects and cripples them today, seeking that same level of safety and protection from possible harms that they think they're encountering. Studies, in fact, indicate that for most people who suffer PTSD, the greatest way for this disorder to be forgotten, to be taken care of, its remedy is time. Within a week or two from the anniversary, where they're no longer focused on their past, they're able to continue to live in the present. How difficult it is that people can sometimes look back, turn back the clocks, and allow that to cripple them from functioning in society today. But we do the exact same thing. How many of us have said, I wish I'd invested hundreds and thousands of shares in Microsoft when it became an IPO, initial public offering. You know, I wish 40 years ago I bought an entire block in Manhattan. I'd be a billionaire right now if only I would have known. And we harp and we think about it, and we're sitting in the here and now, wasting time. We can't turn back the clocks. We can't change what happened. So don't let the past hinder your ability from living today. To conclude, I'd like to share the following quote. Yesterday was history. Tomorrow is a mystery. All we have is today. Today, which is a gift. That's why we call it the present. Let's all live for today. And remember, it truly is a gift. It is indeed a present. Good Shabbos.